I'm starting to feel a bit sad about my trip to Toronto coming to an end on the 7th of January. I've had a really great time so far. It's now the 2nd of January, and on New Year's Eve, I went to a really nice party at my friend Rebecca's. Rebecca's an old friend from Ottawa and a great musician. She's someone I've known for many years. And she and her boyfriend, Robin, had a great party, lots of great music, and good people were there. On the 1st, I went for supper at Aida and Nunu's, friends who are also very creative people. Aida is a teacher and studies Portuguese theater in particular. Nunu is a fado musician, a Portuguese fado musician who also makes musical instruments. And they served a great meal. Today, on the 2nd, I am meeting a friend for coffee in the morning, coffee slash breakfast in the morning, and then at night having supper at my sister's place with two other friends. And then I've pretty much got back-to-back social events lined up for the rest of the time I'm here. I've set aside the last two nights to spend with my family, and it's always a sad feeling to get to this point in the visit because I know that it'll be a long time before I come back. The difficulty is the distance. It's so far to come, and to make it worthwhile, I feel it's necessary to stay for at least a couple of weeks. And although I get 6 weeks of holiday at work each year, it in some ways isn't enough time to make the number of visits I would like to make here to Toronto. So anyway, these are good days, and I am also looking forward to going back to London because I'll see my place again and be able to continue on doing some of the things that I do in London.